Tonight, more details are coming to light about this week's shooting of two West Virginia National Guard members, one of them fatally, just blocks from the White House. And new questions are emerging about the shooter's motives and what the attack could mean for immigrants across the country. Our coverage begins with White House correspondent Liz Landers.
Late last night, a vehicle procession in Washington, D.C., honoring 20-year-old U.S. Army Specialist Sarah Beckstrom, who died yesterday after being shot near the White House on Wednesday.
She's no longer with us. She's looking down at us right now.
From his residence in Florida, President Trump announced Beckstrom's death and was asked by reporters whether he'd attend her funeral.
I haven't thought about it yet, but it certainly is something I could conceive of. I love West Virginia. You know, I won West Virginia by one of the biggest margins of any president anywhere.
The president was also asked about the alleged shooter, 29-year-old Ramanullah Lakhanwal, an Afghan national who was granted asylum in the United States after working with U.S. forces in Afghanistan.
He went cuckoo. I mean, he went nuts. And that happens, too. It happens too often with these people.
Beckstrom was shot along with 24-year-old Air Force Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf, also of West Virginia's National Guard.
Our hearts go out.
Earlier today, the U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C., Jeanine Pirro, spoke on Fox about the new charges filed against the suspect.
We are upgrading the initial charges of assault to murder in the first degree. There will be no stone unturned in this case. We will know everything about what happened.
The president and his allies also took to social media, with Trump promising to, quote, permanently pause migration from all third world countries. And his deputy chief of staff, Stephen Miller, tweeted, quote, that migrants and their descendants recreate the conditions and terrors of their broken homelands. The shooter's motive for the attack remains unclear.
We came to honor Ms. Beckstrom and Mr. Wolf.
But back in her home state of West Virginia, vigils were held last night and today for Beckstrom, who enlisted in the National Guard in 2023. Her father posted this message on Facebook, writing, quote, "My baby girl has passed to glory."